This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan says last week's shipwreck off the Italian island of Lampedusa, in which hundreds of African migrants died, continues to bring tears to the eyes of Pope Francis. The Pope has repeatedly spoken of the tragedy with obvious pain since it happened last Thursday. President of the United States Catholic Bishops Conference, Cardinal Dolan and Vice President Archbishop Joseph Kurtz led a small delegation of the USCCB leadership to Rome this week as part of their annual visits to the Vatican to exchange information with the prefects of different pontifical congregations about developments in the U.S. Church and other churches around the world. Cardinal Dolan told me their meeting with Pope Francis in the Vatican Monday was the highlight of their visit.
The highlight, of course, is going to see the Pope. So we got to do that. We got to see Pope Francis, which for us was exciting. I hadn't seen him since the conclave. And the other Archbishop Joe Kurtz, the Archbishop of Louisville, who's the vice president of the USCCB, I don't think he had met the Holy Father. So this was very exciting. And it was really just kind of a friendly conversation. It wasn't so much that we had business. Because traditionally, when you go to see the Pope, it's kind of a meeting of brothers. And that's what it was for us. So we didn't, with the other ones, like when we see a prefect of a congregation, we'll have an agenda. These are items, these are business things that we know you're interested in or you've asked us to follow up on. With the Holy Father, of course, no. So we had about a half hour with him, and we conveyed to him the love and the admiration and the esteem and gratitude of the Catholic people of the United States, indeed the people of the United States, and especially of the bishops. We had spoken about a beautiful new sense of a freshness and creativity within the church, thanks to his providential leadership. And we had spoken to him. He was interested in, he said, tell me some of the issues that the Bishops' Conference is working on. We spoke to him about immigration, for instance, and thanked him for his heroic visit to Lampedusa. And then, of course, then that almost led to him crying over the current tragedy. He told us, by the way, I hadn't heard this, but he said, by the way, I've sent my, what do they call it, the papal almoner. In other words, the man who kind of gives out the charity of the Pope, he had sent him as his personal delegate to Lampedusa to be with the families and to help try to help the survivors and see that this tragedy would never reoccur. What else? He asked us about our Catholic schools. He asked about vocations. He asked about the Latino population. So you could tell he had a very healthy curiosity about the Catholic Church in the United States.
What do the Catholics in the U.S. think about this? Especially after the interview that was published in America Magazine. I mean, it did get a few mixed reactions. Yeah. What are people saying?
I could only tell you in general, when I walk the streets of New York, as I try to do a lot, universal acclaim. People who are obviously practicing Catholics, Catholics who have fallen away, people who aren't of any religion at all, or religions that are not Catholic, will say to me, boy, do we ever love Pope Francis. And I told him that. No, I think most committed Catholics, no, they're nuanced enough to know what the Holy Father meant. And they know that there's perhaps some misinterpretations, but I don't think when you've got a long interview that is so exhilarating and inspirational, and some people take a dozen words out of context, that's not the right thing to do, is it? So, but no, they love him, and they love Pope Benedict too, and they love Pope John Paul II. But there seems to be almost like a fresh romance with Pope Francis.